Good morning. My name's Chris Brown with Morgan's Financial. We're here on the third day of the Noosa Mining and Exploration Conference. Feels like the third day of the Noosa Triathlon. With me is Peter Ledwich, the Managing Director of Mako Gold. Peter's been here since the start too. I think you were the second speaker, Peter. Perhaps you could give us a little bit of information or a bit of feedback on the mood of the conference here.
It's very vibrant. Normally, the first day you wonder, Jesus, are there going to be anybody in the auditorium? And I was just like floored that not a seat was vacant. And obviously the investment community is pretty excited about this. So a really great job to the organizers, and I'm glad to see the investors out and about.
Thanks, Peter. Mako Gold is an ASX-listed company, MKG. Peter's the managing director. They're exploring and discovering gold in Côte d'Ivoire. Peter, before we get on to environmental, social governance and the project, perhaps you could give the viewers a little pricey about your experiences in West Africa. You've been working there for a while now.
Yeah, I first started there along with my wife and colleague for almost 30 years, who's our GM exploration, and she's the best geologist I'd want on picking out those drill holes. I'm not saying it because she's my spouse. And so we started in the mid-90s in Mali, Burkina Faso, and then more recently we went over there with Orbis Gold in 2009, 2010. I acquired all the permits for them, led the discovery on the first team on the first discovery. So we made three discoveries and discovered the big one, which was now the producing Boungou mine. That was 2 million ounces, 3.5 grams per ton. And then with Mako, we formed Mako in 2018, listed in 2018, sorry. And we've made two discoveries, one in Burkina Faso that we sold last year to focus on Côte d'Ivoire. And we're really focusing on Côte d'Ivoire. I see Côte d'Ivoire as, Burkina was 10, 12 years ago sort of thing. And so, we know our way around there try.
Peter, the project you're focusing on now, I guess the lead one is the Napier project in Côte d'Ivoire. Perhaps you just tell us a bit of the background and where you're at and maybe the news flow over the next 6 months or 12 months.
Yeah, so we just announced our maiden resource, 868,000 ounces at 1.2 grams per ton, and with clear pathways to grow. That resource is on 13% of a 30-kilometer shear and very shallow resource. It's on two prospects, on the Chaga prospect, the maximum depth is 195 meters. And on the Gogbala prospect, it's about 160 meters. When you keep in mind that the average West African deposit is 300 meters, it looks really good for growing. And especially as we go deeper, the grades increase consistently. So, we see ourselves here talking next year. We think that just on Chag and Gogbala, we can be up to 1.5 million ounces by this time next year. And then on a bigger scale, on the other wider permit district, we're looking for 3-4 million ounces plus within the next 2 or 3 years.
So you're expecting that I'll call it infill drilling or extensional drilling for Chaga and Gogbala will increase that above 1 million ounces from where it is. But there are a number of other prospects, I think Chaga North, along the same general structure. You've been drilling these anomalies or targets. What sort of numbers have you been getting from your drilling?
Well, yeah, that's the encouraging part. We've been working on two other prospects, so that's a little bit longer term growth. And so at Chaga North, a few months ago, we finished a air core drilling program. And we got numbers like 4 meters at over 100 grams per ton. On Kumbo Ho, another prospect along the same shear, parallel shears, where there's a 9-kilometer-long artisanal mining site. We recently announced a discovery there last week with one drill hole that had Was it 9 meters at 3.5 grams per ton? Yep, there it is, 3.2 grams per ton. And then in the same hole, 1 meter, 30 grams per ton. So there were 7 targets and 6 of them hit gold. So that was only 23 holes in an area of about nine kilometers long. So it bodes well for the future.
So infill drilling around the existing resource, extensional drilling, other targets on the same structure, and another project to the north. But everyone's interested in the social license, as it's called, the environmental, social and governance issues. You've been working in West Africa for a while. How do you handle those?
You know what? Before ESG became the word of the minute, I believed in it. It's just part of, you know, morally and it's just a good business plan anyway. You're in somebody else's backyard, right? So they've got to get some advantages out of it. So we're a small company, so we do as much as we can. And so, for example, we drilled a water well in conjunction with our drilling company, who's very supportive and does a lot of community work. That's GeoDrill, you know, based in West Africa. And so, you know, hats off to them for accompanying us on that. We fix up the locals' roads when we get our bulldozer out. We train up locals to work with us. Our 2IC on the Napier project is a young guy that we trained out of uni 8.5, 9 years ago, and now he's running the project. So we get 100% on-the-ground local workforce. And so we're helping the communities, and the administration loves us because of that.
And can I ask how much cash you've got in the bank at the moment, and what's your burn rate?
Yeah, so we're at the end of the quarter, we'll finish with something somewhere in between 3 to 4 million ounces. So 3 to 4 million, I wish it was ounces, down the road, 3 to 4 million dollars. When we're drilling full on, with 2 rigs, we're burning about $1 million a month. And so, you know, we're not a lifestyle company, right? When we get the money, we put it into the ground. Right now, you know, it's a wet season, so we're not burning any money. So we'll start drilling there again, you know, in late September, early October. So it gives us a little while to see what the markets are going to do, because right now the markets are horrible. But it's the same for everybody, right?
Thanks very much, Peter. Thanks for the background and for the update on Mako Gold. ASX listed. Code is MKG. As I say, Peter presented very early on Wednesday, and I'm sure the presentation will be on the Noosa Mining Conference website. You can see a more detailed explanation of the Mako story. Thanks very much, Peter.
Thanks, Chris. My pleasure.